Welcome to Treasure Coast Happenings. Here's your host, Drew Mello.
Joining me today is Catherine Cassano with Women on the Beach. The grassroots nonprofit is committed to raising a little seed money each year for a young Indian River County entrepreneur. Their second annual fundraiser, A Wob-Worthy Day of Adventure, will take place on Saturday, April 29th. Catherine, welcome to Treasure Coast Happenings.
Thank you for having me. It's great to be here.
How did Women on the Beach come about? You're fairly new.
Yes, we are. About 2 years ago, my mother and a few of her girlfriends got the idea because I was coming home from college. I just graduated from Stetson. And thankfully, we have a family business that I could come back to Paradise and be a part of. But it kind of got the wheels turning in the sense of there aren't a lot of opportunities in our community for young adults 18 to 28 outside of the medical and hospitality industries. So we wanted to create something that could give those opportunities for young adults that if they wanted to stay in Paradise and grew up here, they could be successful.
And what are you looking for? Are you looking for one person each year?
Yes, male or female with at least a high school diploma, and that they have an idea that will contribute to our community, a need. Our application process is pretty thorough. The applicant that we choose needs to be committed to staying local, hiring local, and donating local. And any materials or suppliers that they use, we ask that they use local ones. So it's really just fueling our entire economy and business network within Indian River County, and hopefully one day we can expand it through the Treasure Coast.
I'm speaking today with Catherine Cassano with Women on the Beach. Tell me about your fundraiser, A Wob-Worthy Day of Adventure. That's a mouthful to say. It's coming up on Saturday, April 29th. Tell me about that day.
It is. It's our second annual. Last year was kind of just our test run, but it was a huge success. Really, it's a day for women, any age, any background, to come together and pretty much do more and fear less. So we have an amazing set of events that they can choose from, whether it's half-day adventures or the full day. I mean, anything from your adventurous stuff like paddleboarding and surfing and sailing and archery to more relaxing. We have yoga instructors, tai chi, and educational. We have a manatee lecture and pontoon tour. We have an acrylic ocean scene class with one of Vero's most respected private artists. It's a little bit of everything. The great thing is that all packages, whether it's a half or full day, include the night before we do a Dance Beneath the Moon event, which is at the Bethel Creek House, and it's a dance with a live band. We have a cookout, and it's a lot of fun for the women to just come together, meet one another beforehand, and bring their husbands or family members with them as well. And then in addition, whether you choose the morning or afternoon or full day, there's a Panera breakfast and a Panera lunch also included.
Besides your day of adventure, what's the best way that someone can help Women on the Beach?
The best way to do it is to actually first contact us directly. And depending on what you're willing to offer, what your skill sets are, if you're a business owner, when we start the application process, we can use you as a mentor for these young individuals. If you're wanting to be kind of like a silent donor towards the grants, of course, there's plenty of opportunities for that. And if you're wanting to be a volunteer with us and help us with our main event or the little events we host throughout the year, the more help, the merrier.
And the application process will start later this summer?
More towards the fall. It's an 8-month process. And then at the end of the 8 months, we decide.
You're currently focusing on Indian River County. Do you hope in the future to expand that?
Yes, absolutely. So Indian River County, I was born and raised in Vero Beach. It's where we have three generations there. That's where our family is. So, of course, that's closest to our heart. But we have a love and passion for the entire Treasure Coast. And we think there's so much more development in the sense of community and growth for our area and creating, again, these opportunities for youth so that they don't have to go to major cities or they don't have to go outside of home if this is where they love and they're happy.
I've been speaking today with Catherine Cassano with Women on the Beach. We'll have a link to them as well as an archive of this interview on our website, WQCS.org. Catherine, thanks so much for coming in today and joining me on Treasure Coast Happenings.
Thank you.
Till next time, I'm Drew Mello.